We generate our own harmonic resonance from within. When we come into our still point, our center point, our rhythms, our energy rhythms, they find their own equilibrium. All those rhythms converge on the heart center. The rhythms of our divine matrix, our divine human blueprint. These rhythms, if you were to track their trajectory, would draw the pattern of a flower, an infinity flower of life, the infinity flower of consciousness, and the infinity flower of the human being that we each express as infinite consciousness, experiencing itself, individuated, and here, now, and human. It begins within. No, most electromagnetic frequencies in our environments are not aligned. They hold dissonance, and we can be affected by that dissonance. However, if we hold resonance, harmonic resonance in our fields, and we can do this through meditation, through shifting our state, we shift our energetic state when we shift our state of awareness, and we can do this in simple ways with intention, with an awareness that our intention is effective. And when we register that our intention is effective, we can shift the state of our fields to hold a harmonic resonance. When we hold, and where we hold, harmonic resonance in our fields, electromagnetic frequencies that are dissonant have no option other than to enter our fields as a match for our own resonant frequencies. They are actually reconfigured for harmony as we interact with them. They're requalified. This is true of all energies. Energies can be requalified as they enter our fields. So how we charge our energy fields, how we charge the health of our cells, how we charge our energy borders, and we charge those energy fields and our health, the health of our cells and our energy borders in many different ways. How we charge ourselves determines the instructions acting upon incoming frequencies. We requalify everything as it enters the domain of our subjective experience of reality. Our subjective experience of reality belongs to us. Owning that is part of the process of sovereignty. It's one of the core definitions of what it means to own our own sovereignty. And we can requalify consciously what happens to electromagnetic frequencies that are in dissonance as they enter our field. We don't have to be affected in the ways we think we do by the toxins in our energy environments. We're saying, I am affected by these frequencies in this way. We could reframe that, because whenever we invoke the I am affected by these frequencies in this way, what we're doing is making an agreement with God, with the universe, with all that is, with source itself, that as source consciousness and source intelligence enters our field and our subjective reality is going to follow our instructions. And when we say, I am affected by these frequencies in this way, we're giving source consciousness, the source intelligence, specific instructions. So we will continue to perpetuate those set of circumstances, and we will continue to have a self-fulfilling prophecy. We will continue to be affected by those frequencies in whatever way it is we've made this agreement. What we could do instead is actually, before we jump straight to I'm not affected by these frequencies in this way, you know, before we consider trying to fool ourselves that we don't believe this, we could acknowledge instead how really not okay we are with the fact that we have been being affected by those frequencies in that way. Because until we consciously requalify our energy fields, dissonant frequencies from electromagnetic frequencies will be affecting us, and some of us more than others. And there will be identifiable symptoms from that. There will be identifiers where we can recognize that. And so first step is acknowledging, I have been affected by these frequencies in this way, and I am not okay with this, and this is how I feel. And owning those feelings and meeting them as the compassionate parent, so compassionately listening to our own not okayness. How angry are we? How upset are we? How did it really feel to be feeling powerless in this way? And when we actually go through an emotional process and a process of emotionally processing this, we let those feelings vibrate their way out of our fields. Now, when we do that, what we're doing is liberating ourselves from what attaches us to the ongoing conditions of, I will be affected by those frequencies in this way. It's unprocessed emotions will stop us from liberating ourselves from that reality condition. They will actually insist in perpetuating those same circumstances. We can't just skip, we can't bypass how we really feel about things and that not okayness. We can't bypass the past when we need to process how we feel about it. So there's a step of knowing that we can change it, or at least opening to the possibility that we can change our reality. But turning to face how we feel about the history of what we've been experiencing before we jump to that step. Now, the next step is co-creative ownership, owning our co-creative mastery. And when we own our co-creative mastery, we realize that we are the ones setting the terms and conditions on how we are affected by our reality, our subjective experience of reality and how we're affected by it. We can change this. That is not the same as changing reality. It's not the same as saying that electromagnetic frequencies in the world will suddenly all be harmonically aligned. They won't. It's not the same as saying we can stop everyone else from suffering from dissonance as a result of unaligned, misaligned electromagnetic frequencies. We can't. But when we find ourselves using those reasons as a kind of a backup argument for why we are going to perpetually be affected by those frequencies and we can't possibly change that and we have to continue to be victim and vulnerable to it, that's when I would recommend there are hidden, uncomfortable, potentially unsafe feelings to be faced, to be processed, to be met, to be compassionately listened to. There's some reparenting to do with ourselves and to find that part of us that's so not okay with the fact that we've suffered, that others have suffered, that suffering is happening still. And beyond that, there continue to be creations in the world that are going to create more suffering in the future. So all of those acknowledgements can make us feel powerless. But our powerlessness can stop us from empowering ourselves to shift our own state within our own reality. So owning how not okay we feel about all that is the first step to moving beyond it and beginning to change our own personal reality, which shifts what the permissions are in our own realm. And from there, we can then support a change in a wider reality. Supporting a shift in a wider reality involves we've gone through recognizing that we've been affected, owning how we feel about being affected by misaligned electromagnetic frequencies, for example, and we've re-established new rules in our own reality, which are I am the harmonic resonance which re-qualifies all energy as it enters my field, my subjective experience of reality, my energy field, my energy borders, the health of my cells. I consciously qualify my energy field, my energy borders, and the health of my cells with the harmonic resonance of my natural signature frequencies, which enables all incoming frequencies to be aligned for a divine match with me. A right match with me. It gives all incoming frequencies several options. They can not enter our fields. They can be requalified as they enter our fields. They can be transmuted and lifted to a higher or more appropriate, higher match of a vibration. Or they can be dissolved and sent home to source. They can be utterly dissolved. So we've taken ownership for being the master co-creators of our own reality, and we've done this at an energetic level, recognizing that we are master co-creators of the frequencies within our fields. More on how to do that by generating harmonic resonance in simple ways as a state of being, as something we walk with in life. This is what we're going to continue to look at and continue to work with here on Infinity Resonance. This is the work we do. From that place of having taken ownership as master co-creators and shifted the conditions in our unique, in the cell of us, the individuation we are, in our energy cell, in our subjective experience of reality, we then become an invitation not only for others to do the same in the same way that we've done this, but also we become an invitation to a call for new technologies, a call for new inventions, a demand, if you like, that things are created from a place of alignment and hold the qualities of recognizing the principles of frequential alignment and harmonic alignment as important. So it's like we begin to demand new creations. Now that's just, that can be a signal sent to the collective consciousness, that can be action taken, that can be exchange of information and ideas, that can be all of the millions of the infinitely variable ways that human beings co-create when we get together. But when we co-create from a lifted place, from an empowered place, from recognizing ourselves as the co-creators of our own reality, and we recognize that it is possible and there is potential for new technologies and new ways to be found, where, for example, electromagnetic frequencies can reach our fields in resonance, so we don't have to transmute them, we don't have to requalify them to the extent we do now in order to keep ourselves in equilibrium, then once we're recognizing there's a possibility for that, we really open the field of potential, the quantum field for potential for new inventions coming through. Now, we don't have to personally be responsible for them, but the more we accept that they are possible, the more we call for them, the more we perceive them, the more we realize that this is what we want and this is what we need, we're calling for these new technologies and these new inventions and for the upgrade and the upshift in the existing technologies and inventions from a place of holding within our own fields a harmonic resonance, a resonance that matches the frequency of what we want to see. We're not calling for the solution from a resonance, a vibrational frequency that matches the problem. We're not calling for a solution from a place of being disempowered, of saying it's not possible, of saying that we are being affected by this, you have to stop. We're not fighting. All of those places of calling for a solution can bring about solutions, but nothing brings about a solution as effortlessly, harmoniously, gracefully, quickly, and efficiently in such a supported way as calling for a solution while holding the resonant vibration that matches it.